Hello, welcome to the Honest War Gamer. I'm your host, Rob. Finger guns, good morning, afternoon or evening, depending on where you're watching from all around the world. Podcast bros, hope you're staying hydrated. And ladies, podcast ladies, stay hydrated. And thanks to everyone who has joined the gang. Boyce, oh, your first time in the chat, Boyce1991. Thanks for joining in. I'm going to take this off, it's a bit warm. Thanks very much, appreciate that. Hello, everyone. MJ Pegasus, Tub, Rob Kelly, Friday Finger Guns, Dan Brook, what's going off? Hello, everyone. So I thought today I'd let all of you tell me all of the predictions for the Age of Sigmar reveal tomorrow. I'm going to keep painting this Dwarven Tower because we are, by the way, if anyone's keeping track, I'm currently down from 80 pieces of terrain to paint to 78 pieces of terrain to paint. Not doing bad. Not doing bad for a young kid from the wrong side of the tracks. Hey, faces and bases, what's going on? Millet and Snowflake, I need a broken Realms Alariel so the 5,000 points of silver stonks I invested will pay off. I agree. Hippo Pirates are obviously my choice. Thank you to everyone on Patreon, by the way, for supporting the show. Thanks very much. Hawkeye has made a good prediction. You're a machine, Rob. Thanks very much. I'm going to keep going until it's finished. That's how we deal with life, gentlemen. Yeah, we don't do it through motivation. We do it through perservation. Is that a word? That's right. So L. Ron Hubbard thinks. So Games Workshop are doing a reveal show tomorrow. We'll be doing a reveal stream reaction show like we always do. The OGs. I know that there are now many content creators who will be doing the same, a classic of what happens, but we'll be doing it tomorrow. We'll also be doing the Hammer Time elimination coverage. We'll be doing rounds three and the final, which will be and we're going to skip round two just because I think it'll be fun to do the reveal stream. We've done all the others, it's our vibe, it's kind of our thing. We started it off, now everyone does one, and so it'll be a cool thing to hang out and do. So we'll be doing that a lot, which I'm very much looking forward to. So join me and the gang tomorrow. Me and the gang. And also join us very early in the morning for round one of the Hammer Time 7 elimination bracket. Looking forward to that as well. It's going to be sweet. It's going to be good. Right, so what do you guys think? So they've said that the only things they're going to be talking about are Warhammer Age of Sigmar, Warhammer Underworlds, and Warhammer Quest. A lot to unpack there, actually, because previously when they've done these reveal streams, it's normally been cross-system. There's normally been loads of stuff. We even know the Drukhari book isn't that far away. So it's weird that we're not even going to get, like, some rules for the Drukhari discussed or something. So I think, Flog Mollusk, thanks very much for subscribing. Appreciate that loads. sorry, again, I'll never sound like that because I don't know what boot tastes like. But I predict that there'll be two men awkwardly leading into things that we already knew were coming, then talking about as if they were surprised. Well, I'm going to flip the script. I think the fact that, I'm going to use this building's emphasis, I think the fact that it's only Warhammer Underworlds, Warhammer Quest, and Warhammer Age of Sigmar, I think that means we're going to see a lot of that. And is it new edition announcement time? Maybe too early. We still have the Gravelords book to come out, so we're still waiting for that. We've obviously got Teclis book, the Lumineth book, the Teclis book, which is the Lumineth book, and then obviously we've also got the Gravelords book to come out before we hear about new edition. But I think we're going to see the Realm Lords and the Gravelords tomorrow. I think that's going to be... No, I haven't Iron Gauntlet, but I'll talk about it later if you want. There's still going to be a sneaky Space Marine that drops. yes, I think we are going to see, I think we might see it changed up. Imperturn map, they need to pump out existing content before third edition, reveal it all now and set expectations for the next few months. That is what I think we're seeing, which is why I think we've seen this, we're seeing this announcement, and why we're seeing this reveal, is because Age of Sigmar is going to get absolutely trounced out. They're going to be like, here's the Lumineth Realm Lords. Oh, by the way, here's the Grave Lords. Here's Gardas, and we'll talk about that in a minute. And they're just going to hammer all of that out as quick as they can before Age of Sigmar 3 so they can hit that in summer. So I think that's absolutely the case. What do you guys think? Grinaldi, I predict that the Snesh book was an out-of-season April's Fool joke and they reveal a true rule saw the show tomorrow. They reveal the new edition at Adepticon Weekend, if they do at all. Hawkeye, I agree with that. So put a pin in your article for that. I think the article actually is an early hint of 4 to 5 Broken Realm books all about the Elven Gods, says Militant Snowflake. What is this? Did my sub work? Dan Brook, did your sub work? Let me go find out, buddy. Let me go find out. Flog Music, Boise. Darker Design. Thanks for subscribing, Darker Design. It didn't. Dan Brook. It didn't work, Bob. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. Ruskles, Dude Our Day, Flog Mollick, Boyce, Tucker. Afraid not. Gravelord Hype, also Curse City. Woo, Just Kev, I agree. Stormcast Primaris, War Chebby, we'll get to that in a moment. I'm just going to go and see this article that got linked by Millet and Snowflake. Give me a second. So the Elven Pantheon, who are they? Malarion, Alariel, Teclis, Tyrion. I see what you mean. Like, it kind of makes sense, but that's like not to be this guy, but if you're an elf player, you always think it's about you. It's how elf players think. They're like, oh, a new thing. It's probably about all the elven gods, because really they're the important gods. Like, that's all that matters. You know, like, that's all that really matters. Like, nothing else matters. And that's not the case, I don't think. I think we're going to see some other stuff. I'm all in for Curse City. I'm all in for Curse City. Yes, I did Hawkeye. I really liked it, I think. It is all about us, though. Wait, there are other gods. Lo and behold. Is it strange that Dan made Undead Luminous Realm Lord's army, so now that he can play both Luminous Realm Lords and the Vampire faction? He knew it. He's on the take. That's how. Now we are the most important. Planchette. please, a clip. There has to be some more Stormcast. since it's called Lords of the Mortal Realms, Defo Lumineth, just hope that it's plural and it's been Grave Lords. I think it's going to be Grave Lords as well. His latest Broken Realms was that Malarion chatting with them ratties. It was in the latest Broken Realm story. It sounds like Malarion hired some Eshin Skaven to do some work for him, which is a weird take. Because I think that's a weird take, that Malarion, this shadow god, would need to like outsource his work. He has a whole faction to do that, I would assume. It's Bellacor. Marcus Rock thinks it's Bellacor. Joe PLC thinks it's Bellacor. Vince thought it was Bellacor. I thought it was Bellacor, says Dave's the lot. Okay, so you're all thinking it's Bellacor, not Malarion. I don't think it's Malarion. I think, like an elf player, you see what you want to see. A classic elven thing. You're like, it must be about us, and it's not. So obviously we know Teclis, the End Times Teclis book's coming out. Whatever. That'll be cool. That'll be fun. But beyond that, let's be honest, we don't know what it's going to be. Probably there's going to be an Alariel one. And I mean, if we look at the actual delivery system, the Marathi book was about Marathi, but it helped Ardeneth Deepkin out more than it helped Marathi out, or Daughters of Cain. So I think something to be said there, ultimately. I really do. You can see some guesses at the new hint. I think it's Ushran. Broken Realm Scragrot. Now, Broken Realm Scragrot is what I'd like to see. I wonder if we're going to see that. That's high up on my list of things that I want to see. I think it's Ushran. Wash your mouth out, I'll never play elves. Okay. Let's talk about the Gravelords. So we're going to get a whole Soulblight faction going down all like the vampire bloodlines. That's going to be really exciting. You know, like exploring the different like themes and the different bloodlines and stories that they've got. I think that's going to be a super cool release. I hope we get to see those models tomorrow. That'll be really good. And I imagine tomorrow we'll also get the announcement of the date for the Teclis book and all the new Realm Lord stuff. Because like I say, I really do think that they're going to be pushing hard to get everything out the door before we get Age of Sigmar 3. New Blood Knights, says the Growlkin. Yes. New Blood Knights, I think, is going to be very definitely something that we see, I think. I don't know about you guys, but I think we're going to see a whole new Gravelords range. New Blood Knights, new everything. We'll see new characters. We'll see new foot troops. It's going to be a massive release. Same size as any of their kind of like 10 to 11 or 11 to 12 kit releases that we're seeing at the minute. So that's what I would expect. So I'm pretty certain that that's going to be part of the announcement tomorrow. Hoping that they do it via a narrative video and not spinny red LED light, obviously. We all know that LED light is their favorite. Maybe they have got a different color, like in Red Dwarf. But changing the bulb is a big deal. It's a Fringe reference, but makes me laugh. New zombies, new uglier fell bats. So, okay, let's stick on this before I go any further. What would you guys like to see from the vampire range? No one say pirates. Okay. I want a viable pure skeleton horde with no OBR. Okay. pirates, werewolfies. I want werewolfies. Of course not. It would be plenty of spinning models. All right, there's going to be loads of spinning models. If everything looks as good as Cursed City Skellies, I'm happy. This Cursed City stuff all looks really good. If everything looks as good... are you sure you want to change the announcement video? It does mean changing the bulb. new zombies, swashbucklers is a great way around my ban. Well done. Congratulations. I'd like to see human thralls as their chaff infantry. Yes, me too. I would like to see complicit humans as opposed to just mindless automaton humans. I always like it when like a, you know, an area is enthralled to the local vampire. I think that that makes for some good narrative. Also means you can include some vampire hunters, which I'll be looking forward to as well. Werewolf cavalry, please no zombies. I'd like to see Sylvanian themed mortal village and militia. I'd like to see that as well. Faces and bases, vampire brigands would be cool. Ah, what, not herald? Like, I think what we've seen so far, the vampires are going to be like counts and earls and kings sort of thing. They're not going to go down the brigand route, but I do like the idea of like vagabond vampires. That's awesome. That would be such a cool take. Like Lestat trying to survive on like rats in the sewer. New spirit hosts that are even worse to build. I'm into that. A unit theme for each bloodline would be super cool. Super cool. We'll touch on what I want to talk about later, but I think that that would be fun as well. We've seen with some of the most recent book releases that they've started to like make it so that if you're playing, let's say, a temple or a star host or whatever, generally this unit is a bit better. Or if you're playing a conflagration, you're playing one of the Zinchian hosts. The host, that's the word. If you're playing a Zinchian host, then you end up with a cooler rule for some certain units. It'd be interesting to see, how would you guys feel about units that are locked to a sub-faction? Not sure I'm into that, but we'll see. I want to see a great love story too, K-Dread. The love story of our time. Oh, my God. Yeah, okay, I'll come back to that. That's great. Good call. Gravelords will get a whole new release, then 1 month later, GHB and Legion and Gash sub-faction does it better. Eric Sala wants Strigoi followers. I think that's cool. New Vampire Lord and Abyssal Terror. I'm into that. I want dwarves with big hats. Oh, fuck. You guys have written a lot of what you want, so I apologize. I'm missing some of it. Chris Wallace. I really hope it's more elite army, like current Soul, like rather than typical zombie skeletons, etc. Okay. Yes. I hear that. Werewolf cavalry is in wolves riding humans. Not sure they'd be very effective. Can we all get a model of Kate Beckinsale? Several different sculpts of Kate Beckinsale would be fine. Yes. Vampire core troops elite would be cool, says Helgemar. Yes, I think that that is a good take, I think. You either go, oh my fucking God, there's a lot of you. Apologies. There's a lot of reading to do. FEC joins the vamps. I'm not into that at all. I wouldn't like to see the FEC join the vamps at all in any way. Like, Flesh Eating Courts have got their own narrative. I don't want them to be confused. Death as a sub-faction has got, like, a bit of an identity issue because they all, obviously, are alleged to Big Papa Nagash. Big Daddy's out there, and he's like, I'm in charge of all of you. The FEC are like, middle finger, fuck you, Dad. Not into this. And I'd like to see the vampires very much the same. I'd like them to see a death... Because they're not... they're the undead. The death... Allegiance is actually a bit of like a misnomer, right? Because they're all the undead, as opposed to, it's not Grand Alliance Death, it's Grand Alliance Undead. In fact, more than anyone, the death Allegiant doesn't want to make anyone dead. I mean, it makes it want to make some dead so they can steal their souls or their bone, but like they want to use them to create life, even if it's twisted. So FEC, but most importantly vampires, who are like truly undead. Like, I would like to see them have a society, a culture, cities, the whole nine yards, and it gives a really good way of there being some friction with order as well, other than just we're going to steal all of your souls and bones and shit. Like, it's more like it's too finite. I don't want to go all military history on you. But the difference, like von Clausewitz says, the difference between like limited war and total war. Death at the moment have narratively got like a total war outlook, like we must dominate and control everything. Whereas I'd much prefer to see like a more limited war strategy from the vampires. Like, they need blood to survive if they go along. Like, unless they start doing aether blood or blood gold or what aether, you know what I mean, blood diamonds, whatever they get. If they need blood to survive, that means they need humans to live. And if they need humans to live, I want there to be like villages and towns and whole kingdoms enthralled by vampires. I think that would be super cool. Amazing to create models from, amazing to create armies from, amazing to create tabletop boards from, like really, really fun. Whereas what we generally get in Age of Sigmar is we get more of like a total war situation. I don't mean the game, I mean like these must be utterly defeated and annihilated. Like, that is the end goal. Like, there is no like peace accord between chaos and order generally. So I prefer more limited skirmishes because you end up with something slightly more fun, I think. Aether, blood, quartz, gold. Thanks, Colonel Cabbage. Love you. Maybe a starter box like Shadow and Pain for Lumineth and Soulblight? Yeah, maybe. I mean, there's a lot of kits. There's a lot of kits coming out from Lumineth for that to be the case. Full Grima is, I absolutely agree with you. Games Workshop about to release Barnabas Collins as the most powerful character in the game. if they made vampires like the ones from Underworld's Rise of the Lycans, I would be all in. Musaka Koala, I would say, based on the musical choices from the CDs of all Games Workshops that we ever went into and Warhammer World, if the vampires aren't exactly like Underworld's Rise of the Lycans, I'd be surprised. There's definitely going to be leather dusters that are long. Yeah, eyeshadow. A lot of them are going to be listening to like, that sort of music, I think. That's not criticism. That's just, I'm just saying. If you go there, that makes sense. If you go there, that makes sense. Whatever it is, it'll be half released with the Lumineth Realm Lord Sinesh and the 40k stuff. So I agree with that. So vampires, interesting points there. You'd like it to be more elite. You'd like it to be more hoardy. I think when zombies doesn't really make tons of sense unless you go like necromancer vampires. I don't think I'd like to see that. I think I'd like the more elite version. I'd like the vampires to have bloodlines and abilities. I'd probably like to see vampires work. Ah, thanks for that donation. Ah, Loiber. That's so lovely of you. Thanks for donating £10 to the show. Oh, finger guns for you. Thanks. That's really appreciated. Thanks very much. I do prefer a Soulblight book like Seraphon and Dine. Thanks, Loiber. What, did he leave a little donation message? Let's go find out. Donating for a 40k competitive meta history episode with Tom. Ooh. I'll write that down. I'll see if Tom wants to do that. That sounds like a fun show. Thanks, Loiber. I'll go and ask him. I'll ask him if that's a thing. It'll be elite. The FEC is a hoardy version of the general theme, for sure. It'll be elite. I like it'll be elite. I think more horny. Viber, thank you very much for resubscribing. Hi, Diadrin. I would say that more elite is better, ultimately, for us gamers, because it means that we can buy a few boxes of the stuff and then we can move on to the next army or we can wait for the next release. And they haven't really released any Horde units for a long time, I would say. Obviously, there's all the Warcry bands, but they're just 10 models, really. Like, I would like to see, yeah, also less shit to paint. That's true. I think it's going to be more of that. Let's talk about some of the other things, though. So we're set that Gravelords are coming out. We want different things, it seems, from the box. awesome. I would like you to know that this probably is the army that I'll get into. Like, I've been toying with different armies for a while. I'm super into this. Like this will be an army for me. 100%. Like, I can 100% see myself playing this. I think it's fun. I think there's some amazing... Like, depending on the narrative, if they end up doing, like, vampires and it's like... And well, if they do vampires and werewolves and it's, like I said, with the Sylvanan theme, then I'm really in. I've invested. I've tricked myself into it in this... really, with believing what I think it's going to be. So we'll see what it turns out to be. If it ends up being, like, panda-themed vampires who... all wear pink and end up like mainly serving large like cocktails in pineapple cups on beaches. I'm even more in. Like, I'm that's a better version of what I wanted. However, we'll see. We'll see what the release looks like. But now this is the important bit. Of course, Warhammer Quest, see all the stuff from that, great. Also, of course, we want to see a roadmap. We demand a roadmap. We're not going to see a roadmap. But of course, a roadmap will be amazing. If, I'm not going to say a bad word about Games Workshop, like a whole week if they release a roadmap, I'll be like, do you know what, lads, ladies, team, gang, everyone, you've done a great job. Love a roadmap. Roadmap would be Blood Knights in today's preview. Oh my god, let's go look. Twitch chat, let's do this together. Oh my god, if I see a real actual Blood Knight. Is it just a shadow of a Blood Knight though? Otherwise I'll be really pissed. It's apparently a massive preview event. Okay. Oh no, that's unfair. I think tomorrow is going to be a big deal, and if you guys want to take a quick journey through my mind, very quickly, a whole bunch of people that haven't done reaction events before are doing reaction events tomorrow, and those are people who have access to information that I don't have and that you don't have, and so that's got me excited, because that might mean that we're seeing more than we think we're going to see. Does that make sense? Do you want to put those two and two together? Either that or the Earth's flat. I've either come up with a conspiracy theory, or that was just a quick journey into my mind, putting two and two together there. Where's the Blood Knights preview? Because I can't see anything about Blood Knights. Nah, can't see anything about Blood Knights. Fine. All right, sweet. Facebook. Oh, for fuck's sake, that's... As if anyone's got the link. Check Twitter. Thanks very much. Someone's got to have the link. Thank you very much. Check here for Shadow and some possible comparisons. Here we go. Oh, Blood Knights. Okay, so there's an image of what is clearly a Blood Knight. So we're going to see all the Gravelord stuff tomorrow. Yes! Super in. Super in. I hope it's not £1 million. Super in. Super in. Also, anyone wants to donate some money for Rob getting some Blood Knights? In the thing below. Thanks very much. That's going to be rough. It's going to be rough. I don't like the journey to your mind, Rob, says Gilly. You shouldn't. You shouldn't at all. Anyway, okay, so we are going to see all the Gravelord stuff tomorrow. That's really exciting. Really exciting. I'm looking forward to that a lot. Yes, that's right. 3D printer does go burr. But very exciting time for us all. Some sweet-ass vampires. Looking forward to it. The... considering the slash prices, it's going to be at least £60 per 5 Blood Knights. It probably is Angor. It'll be very expensive. Yes, I know. It's going to be... how can they make Blood Knights more expensive? Lou Diamonds, don't ask that question. Don't ask that question. So my question to you guys is... So, Gravelords coming out. We're super excited about it. hey, Constantinus Kellis. I'm so sleep deprived. I saw Rob the Shark on your screen. I thought that meant you were dissing the Eidneth again. Hello from Sweden. No, I'm going to play sharks. That's what that means. I'm going to play sharks. Right. Let's talk about the image, yeah, of Vardus, right? So this is a shout out to Hawkeye. Let's talk about Vardus. Let's talk about Age of Sigmar 3. Real Polygeek, I'll do that. I will, I promise. Let's talk about the Stormcast. Stormcast hasn't had a new book in 3 years. Stormcast are the poster boys faction. Poster faction is a better one. Poster faction for Age of Sigmar. Okay. They've had a lot of time. Gardas, thank you. They have had a lot of time to sit on these. I don't think that we're going to see a small release at all. I think we're going to see Space Marines for Age of Sigmar. And what do I mean by that? If you're an Age of Sigmar guy, what do I mean? This is what I think we're going to see. I think we're going to see a core Stormcast book. And then we are going to have all supplements on top, is what I think we're going to see. And then I think we're going to see, like, Gardas and these other named characters. Because like we have from all the other factions, we have these named characters for the factions. What I'm saying is that there'll be basically factions, if that's right, K-Dread, Primaris, Sigmarines. That's what I basically think that they're going to be. We're going to have core book, all new models, additional books, maybe with maybe their own kits, but definitely with their own characters, keyword locked to those, like you see with Mephiston or like any of the other kind of characters for Space Marines. You're going to get that. Will we end up with like Primarchs? Not sure we'll get like Primarchs, but I think we might end up with like characters that are larger than life, a la Teclis is probably a bad example, like Grok, Brungen, what's a good example? Like Dryker level. Do you know what I mean? Like where she's kind of a pseudo leader of her own sub faction. Like, does that make sense? So I think that's what's Prime if not a Primarch? I agree. The Bear Dude, Stormcast Eternals. Yeah. So what do you all think of that? Because that's where my head goes. There's no way they didn't make a shit ton of money from the 40k release. And if anything, the 40k release is actually quite interesting. Because with the 40k release, they basically scaled the factions back. Really, now if you play Blood Angels, you're playing Space Marines just with a couple of extra bits. Like, it really isn't like the intense its own thing like it used to be. So I think, Storm Host characters. So I think each Storm Host is going to have its own leader character for the Storm Host. And then you're going to end up with all of these Storm Hosts broken out into these different sub-factions, is what I think we're going to see. That's what I get. That's what the takeaway I get from that image. And also, it's like, as soon as I say it, you're all like, cool, that makes sense. I feel that that's... I don't know. Does anyone think that that won't be the case? Or does anyone agree? I guess that's the question. I'm speaking for you, and that's rude. Sorry, Twitch chat. Rob Saxon, glad not Stormcast or Marines. Yeah, Stormcast getting love, yes. Stormcast getting that much love, no. Oh, man. I don't agree with that. Lazy, but I think you're right. I'd wager we see at least a hero. Okay. I don't even like Stormhost Silver, let alone an actual Stormhost. Gilly, one day when I can come to London, we go for a coffee at the Bamboon Cafe, we're going to laugh about life. But this is slower than ever, especially compared to the respective reveals. I agree, Rob. New Stormcast versus what for the OS3 starter box? Not sure about that. I don't think the Stormcast are developed enough to make supplements, but I would like unique heroes and units. Sergeant Rolf, I guess the question to you is because really they haven't had many iterations, if you think about it. You're right, they haven't got 30 years preceding them. They don't have the Horus Heresy preceding them. But their way, like, there's no way that you can... Like, there has to be a point where you have to develop the Storm Hosts, and making their own supplements, making them have their own books, is the way you develop the Storm Hosts, right? I think that tends to make sense. It also gives you the ability to factionalize the Storm Hosts out from the core book. I think they've done such a good job with it with the Space Marines, for themselves. I'm not talking about for the community, but they have, like, Games Workshop themselves have made so much money out of that factionalization that there's no way that they're not going to do it for Stormcast, right? Oh, thanks, Peppa Bean. Appreciate you. I'm just closer. That's what it is. I'm just closer. Stormcast aren't 50% of played armies like Marines are. Ipaka, interesting conversation about that. They aren't, because when you break Marines, when you do the stats for Marines, your Blood Angels you're counting as different to Marines. You're counting them all differently because they're broken out. Like, so Hey Speckles, hope you're well. I think Vince Wright, we'll see Stormcast Dreadnoughts, maybe there'll be Soul Golems, maybe Physical Integration, but definitely the Ruination Chamber is going to be something mean like that. They do love a good Dreadnought, don't they? So 40k needs that, is it so dry? So of course you need head swap, heaps of different space marines, but AOS, we have variety. We do have a lot of variety. I don't think it's a bad thing, personally. I think with 40k, the space marine breaking out is a bit rough. But if you take the orcs from 40k as an example, I think you could comfortably do several different orc ranges for their different sub-factions. Some sub-factions, like was said above, maybe they haven't been explored enough in the narrative, but like, if you don't give them the ability, or if they don't give themselves, is a better one, we have no fucking decision on it, what gets done. But if they don't take the time to explore their own sub-factions and see if they can even become a thing, because you get to take them on a journey as well, you get to break them away from the core, this must be orc, or this must be Stormcast. And when you break them away from it, like, you've got so much narrative you can do with that. They can turn traitor. There's a good example of something you can do way down the line. And they don't just have to turn to chaos, as being suggested by Prop Joe. They could turn to death. They could turn even to destruction. They could just go wild-eyed and be taken over by Gork and Mork and live in the Dankhold, which would be great. So Space Marines are so popular because all the other armies' models are 20 years old. Rob Kelly, I agree with that as well. Orcs who can shoot, fucking shoot, for example. That's a good. I think many AOS players play because they don't like the Space Marine dominance of 40k. Seems a bit counterintuitive to bring that into AOS as tough. I would agree with that in some ways. I do think it's like a core part of their story, but it's the only story that they've ever told. One of the really exciting things about Age of Sigmar. Okay, let's look at it this way, right? We really haven't heard a fucking peep out of Stormcast for 3 years. It's pretty fucking incredible. A lot of swearing there. But we haven't heard a peep from them in 3 years. Like, a couple of, like random releases, like for little foot characters and something. But for 3 years, the variety has been wild. Whatever. We've had more Sinesh books than we've had, and more Lumineth Realm Lord books than we've obviously had Stormcast books. Imagine not hearing anything for 3 years for Space Marines. Yeah, so when I say I think it's going to be an ironically golden 3 years, because some say we would all want to ride that lightning for a little bit longer. I think the release is going to be huge. Is my point. Now if what they do is they do the big release, the supplements, and then we don't hear again them from 3 years, I think that's not a bad place. It also sets us up for different sub-factions as well. Like, if they just got smart enough to realize that, and I think that they're going to work this out, that they release the core book and they make us pay another 25 quid for each supplement, it's more chances to sell books. And guess what? They fucking love selling books. Love selling books. So a question got said earlier was, Stormcast don't represent 30% or 40% of all armies played. So, for the first year after Age of Sigmar 2, Stormcast were on, they were the most popular faction that year that were played at tournaments. This is at least at tournaments. This is the data that we had from LLV. So they represented like 13 to 14% of the meta. The year after, so that was 2017. Has it been nearly four years? Whatever it was. The year after, it dropped down to like around the 10% mark. And then it really careened off and it ended up at like 5%. But 5%. Isn't bad. I'm just going to point that out. 5%, Daughters of Cain at their height, when they were the most dominant army in the game, were never, they were at 5%, maybe 5.5%, but they only just pushed that a year and a half later. So, like, they did really well at tournaments. Loads of people bought them. They waited for this winter FAQ that never came, like a bit of deja vu, and then they played them more, and then they hit that 5.5% mark. So 5% is still, like, a very alive army. Like, very alive. Super, super, like, popular, really, when the breakdown of stuff. Because, again, unlike 40k, the division for our armies isn't as polarizing because there's not, like, 18 different books, but really, they're all Space Marines. So there were loads and loads and loads. It was Stormcast and Legion of Nagash most popular for 2018-19. Yeah, that's what it was, Hawkeye. But then the most they dropped down to was 5%. And, again, this is tournament information. And tournament information is really important because, well, it's really important for the tournaments, but it's not really important for the world. Because if you still just had a random Stormcast army, which literally everyone has got a random Stormcast army, almost everyone, even if it's just like you've got like some Battle Cats or something stupid, but they're going to sell super well, in my opinion. They're going to sell super well, and they'll be very popular again. They'll go straight back to number one most popular army, like very popular army. You have to remember a lot of the people who like jumped into Age of Sigmar at the initial part as well. They did it through Stormcast, and yeah, they've changed armies over the years, but they're all sat on these different armies. Angle in our entire group, only one of us is Stormcast because we have taste. yeah, Stormcast models are also Stormcast Cities of Sigmar models, so people will have them. So, I mean, unlike 40, I'm actually excited to see what they do with the Stormcast. They've also had 3 years to perfect the story for the Stormcast as well. You have to remember when they released Age of Sigmar, they had a tough time with the release of that story. Like, it was a bit all over the place. The Realmgate Wars were a bit meh. The Stormcast really did lack character. If you think about Space Marines, when you I would argue that one of the reasons people don't like Ultramarines is because they're just blur. They're the standard. Like, you have to have the standard. And everyone's like, Space Wolves, or Blood Angels, Space Vampires, rah, Dark Angels. Like everyone's got their, like, it's still just Space Marines, right? But, like, they just add a flavor. It's like they put a different hat on. They're like, you're vampires now. Okay, you're Vikings now. Right, there you go. Like, and I argue that they need that for Stormcast. Because if they just go along, we die and we get reforged, blah, 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 and we bring order to the realms. Like, it's got no identity, right? So they're just going to stick different hats on them. It's going to be like, cool, you guys hate vegetation or whatever it is. So yeah, wonder if we'll see a darker Stormcast when they come out again. Yeah, I think we're going to see a very, very dark Stormcast. Yeah, I don't think we'll see a heroic Stormcast. Sigmar kills all the Stormcast, Thunder Warrior start, and we get Lightning Cast. There we go. I want to see Berserker Stormcast Eternals that have just gone mad after too many reforges. There we go. See, when they get given more story, so I think they're going to get pumped up. Do I think we'll hear about that tomorrow? I think having that special character shown, he's in the background. It's like a shadowy figure, but we've pretty much worked out it's a Stormcast. Having that Stormcast there kind of gives us some indication, I think, that we're going to see that we're going to start sniffing around Stormcast, right? Silhouette. Thanks, Tom Dix. I've got no words left. I only speak to you guys every day, and then it's just silence for the rest of the day as I stare into the void. Right, has anyone got any points or thoughts? I feel like we've talked that through plenty. I don't hear what you guys have got to say. Thundercast, ho! Plastic Blood Knights picked today. Yeah, we want that today. They also diverge them from based on their realms. Oh, yeah, that's also a good point, Elmbirds. Like we saw with the Lumineth Realm Lord, they could diverge the different storm hosts based on the realm that they're from. Metal, fire, light, shadow. Of course. They don't have to go down like these different destruction chambers. They've also lived and integrated with society more, where they like invented like the chambers, which we might see a release of a chamber as well. They weren't really thinking about what they were going to do, and they moved the story on, and they've integrated them with this kind of like real world. So having these different politics for these different chambers as well is going to be interesting, because you're going to have cities where a storm host turned up once and they saved the city and they're lauded as heroes. And then you're going to have another storm host who came in and murdered half the population because they thought that they were chaos cultists. And they're always like the bad guys, right? And so you're going to have this story to go along with these different chambers as well. They have no identity. They were an attempt to bring Marines into AOS, and they were popular both because they came in a box and importantly, they were the filth for a long time. Prop Joe, agreed. Owen, I want to see what happens when halflings get reforged. Cute cast. Oh my god, me too. Me too. Prediction Broken Realms are shut. Please, 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 please. I want those Thustos Bladestorm to return, lol. Are we sure the Stormcast isn't just for Curse City? There will be a Stormcast for Curse City, or there'll be a Warrior for Curse City, I'm sure. But, like, dude, it's there. Like anyone who's like, yeah, we're not going to see any more Stormcast. It's their starter box. It's their, like, it's the main faction. It's called the Age of fucking Sigmar. They're going to get a stonking release. If you're like, they're like, yeah, don't worry, Rob. They'll probably release, like, two new kits and it'll be done. No way. It's going to be fucking massive. Like, it's gonna be at least 11 or 12 kits, like, at least, right? Joe PLC says Broken Realms techlist boxes for FEC and Nurgle. What do you think we'll get? Okay, Flesh Eater Quartz and Nurgle, what do we think that they need? I think that they did, can we talk about how good a job they did for the Flesh Eater Quartz book? Not that command ability, not always strikes first, and not fighting on death. None of those. But fighting on death, yeah, you can have that. But not fighting twice. Right, but let's talk about how they took a super limited amount of models, like almost no fucking models, and they made like quite a wide battle tome. Like quite a wide battle tome. They were like, see them flayers? They scream mortal wounds based on bravery. Let's go. Like, they did a pretty good job on that book. Not fight twice, Speckles. Not fight twice. But they did a pretty good job on that. I don't know how they push that. Maybe some more battalions for Flesh Eater Quartz. That would be cool. Some named characters. Some named characters would be super fun for Flesh Eater Quartz. I'd really like to see that. I think that would be a cool thing. Late to the party, what other than Stormcast do you think would be in the starter? Not sure. AOS does a lot with some pretty small model ranges. So FEC, yeah, it does a lot. You can be really creative with the model ranges. But it would be maybe like we see some sub-factions breaking away. We see some different sub-factions with some other identities because they're all under some delusion. So maybe we see some other sort of grand delusion where, they worship Nagash, or maybe they even worship Gorkhamorka. Who knows? They see some sort of sub-faction. For Nurgle, I'm on a bit on the fence with Nurgle. Nurgle's an old book. I think it needs a rewrite. It needs its own sub-factions, which probably, like, we've already had some sub-factions, but they were kind of half-assed and did nothing in Wrath of the Everchosen. And then now I need a third book for my Nurgle faction. I mean, I don't want the new Nurgle book to be via the Mortal Realms. That's just weird. That means I've got to bring at least these two books with me. So I would like to see Nurgle redone. Ultimately, like, ground up, probably sub factions that make a little bit more sense, a bit more like Zinchian sub factions where different stuff maybe becomes different battle line. I think that would be good. Glotkin getting a disgusting resilience role, obviously. Yeah, Nurgle needs more than a patch update for certain. It's just an old book. And it just feels a bit weird having it updated. Like, the Daughters of Cain one worked because it just already worked. Like, some of the rules were old, but it was like, whatever. Whereas there's a lot of overlapping stuff with Nurgle, and I really do feel like they could put it together. Wrathbane Nurgle, an excellent army. I know, I'm not saying it didn't make it an excellent army. I didn't say that they were underpowered. That isn't what I'm trying to say. What I'm trying to say is, I just feel like the whole book could be redone. It doesn't need to be patched. Like, it needs to just be redone and condensed into a single book. That's what I think is where I'm at. So why is Dr. K getting a new book again just before the next edition? Says Sergeant Rolf. Honestly, don't know. And I don't know how big the new edition is going to be. I don't know if it's going to be like all change, like the switch from 8th edition to 9th edition. From 7th edition to 8th edition for 40K. I don't know if these books will even be relevant. Like, it's not meant to be scaremongering, but it's just, I don't know. Like, we don't know this side of the fence if it's going to be like an all change. They love selling books. That's all I'm going to say. They love selling books. And so we might get some sort of update for these Daughters of Cain ones. Maybe they just wanted to get them out before it was over, if you know what I mean. They was like, get it out, get it done, and get us on the range again. Was Daughters of Cain meant to be released last year? Maybe. Tommy Butters. The Wrath sub-factions didn't boost Nurgle anywhere near as much as the points reductions, Blight Kings, and Great and New Ones. Good point, Prop Joe. Nurgle doesn't need more models. Nurgle needs sloppity pile shit to be better. I agree with you. Daughters of Cain was essentially a FAQ sold as a book. Yes. So many of the Nurgle units are just not worth taking. It's poor in contrast to the likes of Daughters of Cain, where every skull seems viable. P, I agree. Like, that's what I mean about the book needs redoing and re-envisioning. So, like, being able to, like, have a sub-faction where different units become better, something that makes your mortals better, something that makes your beasts of chaos better for who knows. You know, your great and clean ones, your support characters, your Puskoil Blight Lords, all of those. Like, they can do a lot with the sub-factions to make those more viable, and I would like to see that. I would like to see Seraphon change, not the points. Daughters of Cain sort of temples, Aedhen the Deepkin temples. Not Aedhen the Deacon, sorry. Zeench, like, hosts. I would like to see those sub-factions used to explore the range more. And that could really do a lot for the internal parity of Nurgle, which I think is lacking. So I think that'd be sweet. Games Workshop showed they could do interesting Nurgle with Death Guard book. It's a strong theme, says Tommy Butters. Yeah, they can do. They just got to work on it and work hard, and we'll see. I guess, actually... Okay, so, like... I'm going to make a statement now, and I'll let you guys respond to it. Maybe the reason that we have... So, in my opinion, the Hedonites of Slaanesh book was a drop, both in creativity and writing, and also in the points. Daughters of Cain book was pretty successful, was pointed quite aggressively, but felt quite a lot like an FAQ, not really like... Not tons changed overly. So, again, not loads of hard work that really needed to be put in there. I mean... You probably could have done Daughters of Cain book in about an afternoon. I reckon, like, you had the old book, right? They're like, someone gives it to someone, it's like, just do this, but, like, bump it up a bit. Like, all right, let's give them 2 days, right? Right? Let's just bump it up. I don't think the Sons of Behemoth book was particularly, like, interesting either. Although they did a good job with the Marathi book on making some of the stuff, like, more viable, like they reimagined... the Aedhen the Deacon, which was cool, and then the reimagination of the Marathi stuff, the Daughters of Cain stuff, really was the stuff that they'd already done in a battle tome, so probably it was work they'd already done, just repackaged. My statement is, this isn't meant to be critical, the journey I'm on with as a thought for you guys, and for us as a community is do we think that they have done, do you think that they are doing, like, a poorer job, or maybe a less effort job at the moment. At the moment, because of the new edition and that it's going to be some significant changes, is kind of where I'm at. It's like, do I think that they're like, that it's like a, you know, like you've got the whole edition to redo and you're like, cool, and we need to do some releases. Let's spend like 45 minutes on the Daughters of Cain book and then fucking crack on. Does that make sense? Sons was a botched job from top to bottom, I say, saying, saying the big stupid stompy gits meant to be Thinking Man's Army is ridiculous. I agree with that. I think mixing new edition, Lumen and COVID Blacklog screwed them. Okay, I have a dream. Doomspoke book. I hope not, since it would be important keeping people curious. Release the Sergeant Rolf? Yeah. I was hoping Firestone. I think the books were probably written last summer, maybe influenced COVID's as Curly Joe. All right. They did a good job until Zeench KO release, said Grenaldi. So we all feel like, and it kind of fits with the time frame, right? Zeench KO, Seraphon, last year. A lot of effort and work put in, and really about a year of like, meh, you know, like, ask yourselves, if you were going to do the Slaanesh book, the Daughters of Cain book, and the Sons of Behemoth book, what would that take you? Like a week? That's a whole department working for a year, and our output is a week's work. Like, so, it's kind of interesting. They're just about the rules writing, as always been, and we always look for a bigger reason, says Arcus. That's a really good point. I probably should shut the fuck up. that's a really good point, and I'll probably shut up at this point. Right, okay. so reveal day tomorrow, we'll see. At least there'll be some minis for us all to look at and say, ooh, wow, which I'm looking forward to. I hope and would expect more focus on the board and battle plans for third edition, says Tom Dix. Yes. I'd say that's a month's work, lol. I'll see Horizons Lackey is at least put that. At least a month a pop. At least a month a pop? What to do the Daughters of Cain book? Fucking Christ. Speaking of, wow, show us your terrain. Oh, this is what I'm currently working on. This is the top of a tower. So as you guys can see, this isn't even the whole tower. This is just the top of the Dwarven Tower. I'm doing a dwarf board. Very much looking forward to that. I've started printing up what can only be described as like a ludicrous realm gate. It's about maybe twice the size of a regular realm gate. It's probably how big it is. So that's currently printing now, which I'm looking forward to. So I'm going to do like a magic realm gatey board. I'd like to do like a realm gate wars themed board a little bit. That would be quite nice, like a historical setting in the Age of Sigmar. I think that would be a fun little thing to do. So maybe it's like a Chaos Fort and a Realm Gate, something like that. I think that would be really nice to do. Is the Dwarf Board lower to the ground too? It is. So that's where I'm at. This is terrain piece 3 of 80. So 2 are done now. So that's cool. And then 78 pieces of terrain left to go before we can open for events, whenever that'll be. I feel like it's going to be May. Does the Dwarven scenery paint print really slowly too? It does, actually. But it's sturdy. Look at that. Sturdy. AO3 antagonist. Well, we've had in Chaos. Okay, Scott B. Yeah, Scott B, you're actually 100% correct. Can you estimate your resin cost for that scenery run? I think so. If anyone's interested, just very quickly, I'm trying to keep how much. So this isn't resin, by the way. This is plastic, so PLA. So it's done on what's called an FDM printer, which is your traditional printer when you think of in your mind, where it just does layer after layer after layer and prints it up. To print this whole building took about 5 to 6 days. And probably cost about £10. I'm trying to keep each board to an average of like £60 to £70, depending on like the price. But that's because I'm doing really large pieces. So I generally tend to find Age of Sigmar terrain is a bit like normally it's just like a big bit of MDF with like some stuff sprinkled on it. And instead I'm trying to do some like quite large volume pieces. So I think 60, 70 quid seems fairly reasonable because the quality, in my opinion, is very, very high. So like, you know, I could do it probably cheaper and, you could just do some bits for like, you probably could do a table in like for like 40, maybe 50 quid, worth of PLA. It's about £20 a roll. And so there you go. That's some interesting. Does it make a lot of noise? Depends on which ones you get. The only two I've got so far are the Ender 3 Pro 2 and the Ender 3 V2. V2 is the most recent one. And that's basically silent. Like, probably makes more noise, like any machine, as it gets cantankerous and older, but pretty much silent. Check out Firewood Terrains. I printed and painted, got feedback on those too. Thanks for tuning, appreciate that. Still super affordable for higher-end tables. I mean, 100%. This Dwarf Tower is... I'd go and get it for you. I'll show you on another show. But, like, it's big. Like, it's super big. Like, this is 34... This is 3 and 4. It's big, basically. It's, I'm trying to like measure it in my brain, but I fucking can't. It's tall anyway, is my point. And if you were to buy this made from a... I mean, if you bought it from Games Workshop, this is like... I keep thinking about Witch Fate Tor. There was like a building with like a big telescope on. And that was like £140, was it? Like it was really fucking expensive. Can I hide a Saigor behind it? Yes, absolutely, easily. You couldn't hide Archeon because of his wings, but you could hide. You could like maybe I'll have to go measure actually. We could easily hide a Saigor, 100%, like super easy. Yeah, the observatory, but it was like, was it £85? €85? Is that? Are you sure? I'm sure it was more. Maybe I saw it afterwards when it was like on eBay when it went out of. It was £80 when reboxed. Thank you, Owen. Okay, so it wasn't quite as much as I thought. Okay, so that's £80. £80. But for the same price as one building from Games Workshop, I've printed a table's worth of buildings for a comparable price if you don't include the printer. Obviously, if you include the printer, of course it's more money. But yeah, pretty cool. And that's old Games Workshop prices. That's a good point. Oh, yeah. Less than a Mega Gargan, to be honest. Like, I guess if you bought us Sons of Behemoth army, like £300-£400, that's your printer and your terrain. This is a fringe case, right? Like, I have an arena. We have an arena to do events from. to do to that I want to produce a lot of terrain. I mean, actually, that's not true. You could do some fucking cool stuff with like your bases. Like you, if you print like little barricades, or if you want to print little plinths, or some super cool stuff. Like it's super viable for anyway, doesn't matter. You don't need to talk about that. It's easy to hide a cycle because your opponent will likely ignore it anyway. anyway, all right, cool. All right, I'm off today, gents. I don't really have anywhere to go. I'm just going to paint like this, but I'm always really conscious that you guys will get super bored with me just yammering away. So I'm just going to paint these for an entire day. Don't forget tomorrow, though. Tomorrow's exciting. We have Hammer Time coverage all through the day. So check out our social posts and all that other stuff. So that's all tomorrow, which is going to be super fun. And we're also going to be here for the reveal stream. So we'll be doing our classic reveal stream chat along, which is going to be super fun. So please do join us for that, because it's so fun when you guys hang out with us in the chat. We take the piss. So cool. What time tomorrow is? 1 second for the first match. Dun, 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 is 1 second. The first match is. I'll be putting this up later. So. Oh, the reveal is at 1:40, I think, is the reveal time. And the first match is at 9 a.m. So join us at 9 a.m. tomorrow. So I was actually going to do if anyone's interested, let me know in the chat now if it would be boring or not. But I was thinking of just doing a whole day stream where we painted terrain. One of those, like, marathons. We were like, fuck it, 12-hour stream. Let's go. And we just paint as much terrain as we can in a day. I did a list review for the event. No, actually, something I'm thinking about doing now, actually. So I'm going to get some admin stuff done now. Okay, let's do it. All right, let's do it. Thanks, gang. Let's do it together. It'll be super fun. Thanks for tuning in and trying to help get our numbers up for partner. Or just because maybe you fucking enjoyed it, which was sweet. If you need something printed in Australia because the winner was located here, let me know. Happy to help. Tommy Butters, man, thanks. Fuck yeah, that's super awesome of you, Tommy Butters. Thank you. The Owen Jackson will be on tomorrow. Absolutely, he'll be jumping in. He'll also be jumping in during the reveal stream to let us know what's still happening in the Hammer Time event. So you got the Hammer Time event will still be going on, and he'll be letting us know what's happening in those matches. So it's going to be super fun. Anyway, you guys are all great. Have a nice day. I'll see you soon. Take care.